Studio 360.
This week, we are talking about movies and specifically the Oscars. Here is a scene from Girls Trip, a movie that came out last year.
Well, you could have said no.
Dina, like, nobody asked you.
Sasha, just listen to Ryan for a second.
You know what? Stop it.
Explain.
Stop it. I should know better than expect y'all two to have my back anyway. See, I know how it works in this circle. We got the queen bee, and we got her two little worker bees.
Worker bee?
Bitch, what are you talking about, a worker bee? I'm my own bee.
Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, Regina Hall, and Tiffany Haddish playing old friends who reunited in New Orleans for a vacation. Audiences and a lot of critics loved the chemistry of the comedic ensemble, but no Academy Award nomination. So why are we talking about a non-Oscar-nominated movie on a show all about the Oscars? Because Slate critic Aisha Harris thinks there ought to be an Academy Award category for movies like Girls Trip.
In 2017, some of the best movies were not driven by singular performances, over-the-top characters who eclipsed everyone else on screen. Instead, I think that they were really driven by really great groups of people working together, a director who knew how to direct them, and chemistry. When it comes to the Academy Awards, there is only so much room to award people. There are 5 slots available for 5 actors to fill. And that space can get very crowded, often crowded with the same names you see over and over again, whether it be Meryl Streep or Denzel Washington.
Now, don't you go through life worrying about whether somebody like you or not. You best be making sure they're doing right by you.
And there is a whole machine behind who usually gets all of the shine. There's an entire campaign that is built around these actors and these characters. And a lot of times, a studio is not going to put all of their might behind a unlikely choice. What the Academy Awards could stand to do is follow in the footsteps of the Screen Actors Guild Award and other awards like it, and honor not only individual standout performances, but also honor ensemble performances. In addition to having awards for Best Actor, Best Actress, they also have Best Ensemble. When I'm talking about an ensemble performance, I'm referring to basically any film that includes at least 3 and maybe even up to 5 or 6 different actors who really are working together. And it's not just one standout performance in the film that captures you. It's really all of them working simpatico together to put together this really great and fascinating film. What makes it different from, say, Tom Hanks, Alone on an Island?
Wilson! Wilson!
Or even this year's The Disaster Artist, James Franco.
I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
His performance as Tommy Wiseau is like the one thing that everyone is talking about, is that within an ensemble, you have all of these pieces that like really need to work together in order for the movie to really work. You have to have that back and forth, that banter, the looks, the energy in the room, the kind of energy you can't necessarily just get from one performer.
So, Chris, what's your sport? Football? Baseball?
Basketball, mostly.
I think of a movie like Get Out. There's a lot of characters in this movie. You have Daniel Kaluuya, who is playing Chris, who is a young black man going to see his white girlfriend's family for the first time. And the premise is about tension between black characters and white characters, tension between older characters, younger characters, women, men. And there's one scene in particular that really stood out to me, the early dinner table scene.
You ever get in street fights as a kid?
I did judo after school, first grade.
Aw.
You should have seen me.
Judo? With your frame and your genetic makeup, if you really pushed your body, and I mean really trained, you know, no pussyfooting around, you'd be a fucking beast.
It's just so quiet, except for Caleb Landry Jones, who plays the brother, Jeremy. He is just so intense. And when you're watching that scene, you can see how Chris is like very uncomfortable, but trying to keep himself together. And that interspersed with not just the two of them having this back and forth, but then the father looking on in this sort of like, you know, don't do this again. You're always messing with the guests. Like, don't turn this into a moment. And I won't spoil it, but I think if you watch it upon second viewing, that moment of the father looking on and also the girlfriend looking and being like, oh, what are you doing? This is embarrassing. I think that takes on a deeper meaning, a different layer of meaning when you watch the movie a second time. And that's just something that an ensemble does. They work together to create this moment, even without dialogue, that really, really sells the scene. And I think a lot of times when we're even talking about these ensemble performances, we're talking about families and family scenes, and families are about relationships. Lady Bird is another really good example of this.
Why can't I just make the eggs?
Because you take too long, you make a big mess, and I have to clean the whole thing up.
Eggs aren't good for the environment anyways.
What?
You heard her.
Eat quickly, please.
We have Lady Bird, who is the central protagonist, but you also have her family, her mother, her father, her brother, and her brother's live-in girlfriend. And you can see from their family meal scene that they have a banter, a very well-worn banter that is full of antagonism, biting remarks, and just familiarity.
Look at all these pictures. Every newspaper looks like USA Today.
Shelly and I are trying to be vegan. That's the soy milk.
You wear leather jackets.
But they're vintage, so they don't support the industry.
They aren't done. There's white stuff.
You know how much you love brambles? Pigs are smarter than him, even.
I never thought brambles was a genius, okay? Mom, the eggs are not done.
Fine, make your own fucking eggs.
I wanted to. You won't let me.
Your sister doesn't like me.
I'm hungry.
She does.
You had your chance. Go to bed.
And of course, the father in that scene, played by Tracy Letts, he's just sort of over it or has been able to put up a wall and pretend that it's not there. And he's reading a newspaper and just commenting on the graphics while all this is happening around him. Now, there's no doubt that Saoirse Ronan, who plays the title character, is the central focus of the film. But it's all about her relationships. It's all about her relationships with her family, her school friends, and her romances with two boys that she really, really likes.
I'm sorry that you're jealous.
Jenna is a moron, you know.
She's not. She's in AP calculus.
She's a moron in a deeper sense.
You don't even know her.
And that, to me, is what makes an ensemble. They don't even all have to necessarily be in the same scene all together. But the fact that her world that we see and the way in which we see the world through her eyes is through her relationships with all of these different people, they each bring out a different side to her. Each of those sets of characters helps form Lady Bird in a complete whole. And without those interactions and without those relationships, Lady Bird wouldn't be nearly as interesting. Now, with the Florida Project, you have several actors who are actually amateur actors. They're not professional actors that Sean Baker, the filmmaker, found. And then you also have them playing against Willem Dafoe.
Okay, I warned you. One drip and you're out.
Oh, come on!
Out now.
It's gonna melt outside.
It's melting inside, too.
But Bobby.
Out.
And in one scene, you kind of get a sense of the way in which Sean Baker was really able to pull out some really great performances. You have Mooney, who is this very precocious and adorable little girl who lives with her mother in this sort of motel. And she is very much a troublemaker. And in one scene, she has done something very bad. And the motel manager, played by Willem Dafoe, comes to confront her mother, who is in their motel room along with Mooney and two of her friends.
Yeah.
I got a videotape of the kids illegally entering the utility room.
Do not guilty, okay? Hey, Scooty. Do you hear what I just said?
I got it. I'm going to talk to her.
Captain Skin, you're out of here. It's only second week of the summer and there's already been a dead fish in the pool.
We were doing an experiment. We were trying to get it back alive. That wasn't my idea.
And water balloons thrown at tourists? You can't fuck with tourists.
They didn't tip us.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh my God, this is unacceptable. I failed as a mother, Mooney. You disgraced me.
Harley.
Yeah, Mom, you're disgraced.
And I think what really makes this worthy of being considered a really excellent ensemble and would deserve to be recognized at the Oscars or any other sort of award ceremony is the fact that had these actors, aside from Willem Dafoe, not been amateur actors, had been professionals, I think we would probably be seeing a little bit more of recognition for what they've done. They don't necessarily seem like the typical Oscar-worthy actors, so they don't get that attention. And I think having an ensemble award for that would give them the shine collectively that they wouldn't get separately. Filmmaking is a very collaborative art in many different ways. And so I think that when when we ignore the best ensemble, the best working together and crafting of this art, we are ignoring one of the main reasons why films work so well and one of the best aspects of filmmaking. We can honor more people and recognize that, yes, acting in itself is a very narcissistic profession and it involves a lot of ego. But at the same time, with an ensemble, you have to give and you have to take. And there is a lot to be said for being able to work with other actors and being able to direct other actors. And putting all of that together, I think, is really one of the main reasons why there should be an award for Best Ensemble at the Oscars.
Aisha Harris is a critic and culture writer for Slate who also hosts the podcast Represent. Zoe Saunders produced that story.